Sulam mutzav arta v'rosho magia shamayma. The ladder that goes to the earth and it's heaven, and it starts on the earth and it raises itself to heaven. Ne'emar b'pasuk, it says in the pasuk, poter mayim reshet madon. Kuma oto sakar gado, she'im yinakev bo chor katan, kol ha-sekar yitmotet, yikach k'tzad zman, aval ze yikre lebesof, kach yeshna nekudot, chorim k'tonim b'yaduch, she'alulot lavi arbe churban, arbe heres, v'tichim l'chapes otam, l'zgor otam lefne, she'aheres yifrot v'yitpashet. Basically, the pasuk is saying that if there's one little hole, eventually the hole is going to get worse and worse and worse, and the whole building is going to destruct. But it's also true the opposite. If we focus on one little point, I mean, endless shefa and bracha that's going to come into our lives. But sometimes there's one thing that's holding us back. If we just open it up, all the shefa will come down. אחד מיסודות החשובים ביהדות הוא ששבת קודש נקרא מעיין הברכות. Shabbos Kodesh, of course, is the flowing of blessings. Mekor HaBracha. Kolomar, the Shabbos is Ma'ayan Shal Brachos. Davar Zeh Nikva B'Teva Briya V'Maaseh Bereishit. It's built into creation that if we're connecting to Shabbos, we're going to have amazing lives. So much more flow into it.
That's where the week is best from, Shabbos.
Exactly. It's a Mekor HaBracha. Chaim Anu B'Toch HaOlam Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Sheis Dimei Bereishis. Maaseh Bereishis Zoi Otz Mashal Lo Yintan Lishbor Oto B'Shum Ofen. Maaseh Bereishis, we can't break it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nishba Od Kol Yimei Aretz Zerah V'Katir V'Kor V'Chom Ha'Kayit V'Kharef V'Yom Laila Lo Yishbotu. Yishnam B'Olam Harbe Shimim with a lot of changes. Harbe Gilgulim Ava Ma Shekadosh Baruch Hu Ma Shekav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maaseh Bereishis What Hashem established Lo Olam Lo Yishtenu will never change. Mar Koheles, Mashi Hushaya, what is will be. Echad Pratim Amotim Metrochneot Shel Olam Shelikba Ida Kadosh Baruch Hu Maaseh Bereishit Hu Sheolam Banui Misheshet Yamim VaOd Yom Echad. God created 6 days and Shabbos. VaOto Yom Echad Uamer Kach Menu Yom Kim Sheshet Yamim Meshak Gedush of Sheikh the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The 6 days draw their holiness and their connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu from Shabbos Kodesh. It's a law built in creation. You can't get around it. That's just what it is. We're going to understand something amazing. There's so many Jews that are trying so hard to get close to Hashem. And nonetheless, they're not growing. They're not growing their avodas Hashem. Zoi pashut aluma. Ma korekan? My man oveach choser hatzlacha. Why aren't they succeeding in their avodas Hashem? Can you guess?
They're not keeping Shabbos.
They're not keeping Shabbos properly. They're not mamish. They're steigen, but they're not steigen. They're not mamish steigen Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheishim Me'abreishet Ba'ofen She'et Ikar Mekor HaKedusha Et Koach Shalanu B'Yom Rishon Sheini V'Shlisha Litpalel Motor Litkadem Et Kol Mekablim HaShabbos. All of your Koach of Tefillah of Torah and everything Ruchnias all getting its Koach from Shabbos. U'mayen Zeh Over Rabbi Meitanu Kimat Chatum Mesatum. And unfortunately so many people are not really doing Shabbos properly, but every minute of Shabbos is so important. Zuhi Yisugya She'kimat Me'neinu Yodim Ech La'Gesher Daleh. But people don't know how to approach Shabbos. They think it's just you eat a little cholent, you go for a Shabbos walk, and that's it. But that's not what it is.
And that's Shabbos Shlof.
What?
You got to have your Shabbos Shlof.
No, Shabbos Shlof also going to be a deep avodas Hashem. I don't mean to denigrate. I'm just saying that.
No, I'm saying it's important.
No, it's mamish chosh. It's mamish holy avodah, for sure. I'm just saying that people, I didn't mean to say that. I meant that people like view it as like, yeah, Shabbos, you know. You don't take it.
Like,
not us, but there are people like that, but we don't not us. Yeah. Anyways, so let's skip a little. I want to get to the point. Shabbos Kodesh or Beit HaMikdash. Shabbos and the Beit HaMikdash are the Sulam Mekasher Shemayimart, the ladder connecting heaven and earth. There's a couple of ladders that connect between the Olam of Holiness and the Olam of Unholiness. Like a bracha. And one of them is the thing called the Beis HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash had a gesher to Lam. It was a bridge, a ladder. Shekisher ben Olam HaKdusha Shemayim LeOlam HaKulim Shelanu. That connected between our whole world to the spiritual world. Vayaz HaMakom Muflad Mod was a really wonderful place. Mitzad echad, Adam shenichnas lebeis hamikdash yachol haya lachshov shehu nimtza ba'olam shehu chol. He might have thought he's like a regular weekday type of life. Av im ayinu lochim masreitam asardim et ha'naaseh beis hamikdash. We're taking a movie and looked at what was going on in beis hamikdash. Im ayinu lochim, we would have kohanim estovim, kohanim walking around. A lot of blood throwing all over the place.
Oh yeah, that sounds like fun.
People barbecuing and eating steaks. Right?
That sounds better.
I'm not. But there were miracles. There were miracles, but. Yeah, there were miracles. But,
Yes.
I don't think
we would have seen so much of the blood. You know, that's more up on the, where the Koranim are. That's not so much.
Maybe, but if you're bringing, if you were getting a korban,
yeah, and watch it,
so yeah, it gets bloody. At Mount Sinai, we had blood thrown over us. It was bloody. Yeah, what? It's actually a great video, parsha video that Rav Ami Silver just released on that topic. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. What does the blood mean? In any case, let's get back to Shabbos Kodesh. On the one hand, it was holiness. It was on the one hand like a regular life world, but on the other hand, it was so spiritual. You had the 10 miracles that were going on all the time in the Pirkei Avos. How it was beyond time, beyond anything. In Beis HaMikdash, there was a place where all the shamayim, all the nes, a place of malachim, strafim, ofanim, there was no shum shaykhah to our world, because Adam Kamonu lo yichol haya likanes lasham lekabel at the retuya. The Beis HaMikdash was only spiritual, only angels, and then a regular person couldn't go in. It needs to be somewhere in between. Aval Beis HaMikdash has salam, but the Beis HaMikdash is a ladder. Adam dorech al miftan ha-petach, v'choshev mi yudeh ma olach likrot lo, he gets in there, who umed lamavet, he doesn't know what's going to happen, he might die. Umed gaden al p'tiyah goes another step. Veshum davar lo kare, nothing happens. Umistavev ma'an b'chatzar azarab bokesh, he goes another step, he sees a kohen. Ech grem lecha ushal p'fach, what's your name? Yankel. Atah Yankel? I thought you were Gabriel the angel. No, I'm just a regular person. We just see all these holy people. The more he went deeper and deeper, we go up in holiness. Finally got to the place which mamash connected heaven and earth, which even the angels couldn't go into, the Holy of Holies. Like we were talking about yesterday. By the way, I totally switched my speech again.
Cool.
It's my fault. I have a very hard time just sticking with stuff. Now I put Rabbi Akiva at the end of the speech. We'll talk about it later. And Chazal say, even the Kohen Gadol lo haya adam hu, when the Ruach HaKodesh was on him, his face was burning like fire. He was an angel. He wasn't a person anymore. On Yom Kippur, no man could be there. What about the Kohen Gadol himself? He became like an angel. Oh no, I feel like I need to change my speech again. I got to tell people in the Holy of Holies that we're mamish becoming like angels right now, like the Kohen Gadol. But I don't know.
Why don't you tell them that?
Yeah, maybe too spiritual for these random Christian dudes. We'll see.
Even Jews, we don't become like angels. I heard that we become like angels or like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur when we want to do an Avera and we don't do it.
Wow. I never heard that. That's beautiful.
That was something that helped me.
Wow. Give up.
Yeah. When we want to do it,
yeah.
We don't do it. It's
that's
like
very high level. You're higher than an angel, I think. Angels doesn't even have a Yitzhahara. You, mamish, overcame Yitzhahara. Beis HaMikdash Yatsulim Shetchilat HaBa'eret V'Sof HaShemayim. Beis HaMikdash starts in the earth and ends in heaven.
That's the
start in this world, and in the spiritual world, on the other hand. That's also Shabbos Kodesh. Sulam Gesher. A bridge between this world and the next world, the world of holiness. Adam shenichnasa toch Shabbos Kodesh misadach adu nimsa kula b'chulim. A person that enters into Shabbos, on the one hand, he's totally whole. Ochel yashen, he eats and sleeps. Shum devar miyuchad, nothing special. Ela shekan munach gesher shenimyodim ketzal lalo. But if you know how to raise yourself higher, nitan nagiya shemayim, you should mamish get to heaven. Shabbos the gesher fasulam miyuchad l'kedusha. Shabbos mamish brings us to kedusha. Shabbos can bring us mamish to shemayim.
I also heard the idea that on Shabbos, whatever we did during the week, we get to the effects of it come on Shabbos.
They play off of each other. Mm. Okay, just for the sake of time, because I want to pachot yotir stick to the schedule, I'll just jump ahead a little bit. Be'esrim ba'arba shaos. So what do we need to do on Shabbos? On the 24, 25 hours of Shabbos, yesh listadel kam efshav sharlich yot m'Shabbos, to live with Shabbos, liot Shabbostik. To mamish bishabistik. To fill the time with learning. In kedusha, with holiness, with Torah. Mamish, fill yourself up. Lo likfos la madrigas will. You don't have to go crazy high. Ain't shum tzarech bazeh. A madrigas bao me'ashem yidbarach me'ashabas atzma. The madriga comes from Shabbos itself. We don't have to feel pressure. Oh no, how do I just be in simple Torah, simple tefillah, simple kedusha? Open up your mouth and God will fill you up. Which I just heard a podcast about it. In general, in spirituality, that just ask for it. Ask for Ruchnias and then Hashem will fill you up. The more we ask for it, the more Hashem will fill it up. Especially on Shabbos. Shabbos, to know that now is Shabbos. You know, we're swimming in the mikvah of Shabbos. We're in Shabbos. We're in Beis Hamikdash. We have to just guard over it. We don't have to do anything. We just have to guard over to make sure that we're always in the Shabbostic state of mind. There were rabbis who would stay up mamash all night on Friday night learning Torah. I heard a story about once how someone's life was saved in that way.
Wow.
Yeah. Basically, this guy would always stay up, and then one time he fainted, and someone came and he would have basically died, and then somebody knew that he was up really late at night learning, so he went up to his like 12th floor building in New York to visit him, and he was fainted on the floor. He rushed him to the hospital and saved his life in the schus of his limud. But I don't think we have to learn Torah for 48 hours. Sleeping is also holy avoda. But I think the main thing is to realize that it's such a special olam of kedusha and not to waste.
Huh. Yeah. A brother works like 60 hours a week.